Hello, hello everyone, and welcome, welcome to another episode, another walk-in episode, another 30-minute walk-in episode with me, Coach Michelle. Hope everyone's ready to go. Hope you're hydrated. Hope you have comfortable shoes. Hope you are excited about today's walk-in workout. So today's a special day because we are doing another interval walk-in. We're doing a HIIT. High intensity interval training walking. So we're going to pick it up and we're going to vary the workout. So this way we're getting the most. We're getting an efficient walking workout. Now I know you came for a 30-minute walking workout. So you want to get started. You don't have a lot of time and I'm going to go ahead and get started right now. So get your watches ready. Get your pedometers ready. Get your apps ready because we are starting this walking workout right now. And the first 5 minutes of our workout, we're warming the bodies up. We're getting the body ready for what we're about to do. We want to make sure the body is fully engaged. The muscles are fully engaged. They're warmed up and they're ready for this walking workout, especially when we are doing a HIIT walking workout. So let's go ahead and let's just move our shoulders up and down as we're walking. First 5 minutes is our warm up. Always, before you start any exercise program, check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure your body's able to do what you're asking it to do. So don't take it for granted of how you're feeling. Make sure that everything is going well so that when you get started, you can have the full confidence that you are capable and you are ready for the workout that you have ahead of you. Okay. So now that we got those housekeeping rules out of the way, we can get back into our warm-up. And our shoulders are moving up and down. You can go ahead and take your hands to the side and you can go ahead and do a circular motion. Okay, because we want our entire bodies warmed up. I always tell you let's warm up, but I never get into details. But now I am because I want to make sure that you are focused on your full body. We want to warm up the legs. We want to warm up the shoulders. We want to warm up the arms. We want all the muscles warmed up. And go ahead and even if you want to swim, use your arms. Act as if you're swimming on the ground as you're walking. Keep doing this as we warm up because we are getting into this workout in a few short moments because right now we are at 1.52 minutes of our warm up. Make sure that as you're warming up, each time you're going around, maybe each minute, you want to get a little faster. Make that walk a little more brisk of a walk. We want to get the body warmed up. So we don't want to just keep at the same pace. Because as we go through this workout today, this walk-in workout, it's a HIIT workout. So we are going to definitely pick up that intensity. So let's go ahead and make sure the warm-up is conducive to that kind of workout. As always, I'm outdoors in a park. Always make sure that you're in a safe area when you're walking. You don't have to be in a park like I am, but if you are outdoors, I recommend a park so that it's safe. If you're on a treadmill, that's perfect. You can go ahead and still listen to our podcast and you're on your treadmill and I will give you all of the sights or you'll hear all of the sights and sights or the sounds. You'll hear the sounds so you can imagine the sights, but you'll hear the sounds of being outdoors at the park. So hopefully it's inspiration for you to get out if you can, if the weather doesn't permit and you must stay inside, then hopefully it's inspiration that spring is coming and or fall is coming or summer is coming or whatever season that permits you to be outside, that's coming. All right, guys, we are at 3.36 minutes. Now go ahead and take those arms at your side and we're going to start moving them forward and back because now we want to get into a rhythm where our arms are able to really move so that as we do our workout, we're comfortably moving. So go ahead, have those arms at your waist. make sure they're going forward and back. Now, I don't want you to push them too much in front of you. We want them at the side. Relax your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Move your arms forward and back. The reason I don't want them too much forward, sometimes I notice when people are walking, they're power walking, their arms are all the way in front. That tends to pull your body forward. It affects your posture. That's going to slow you down. Furthermore, the posture, it's important that your posture, you have a nice straight back, upright posture, because that is going to prevent injuries and it'll also give you a good posture. And go ahead, engage your core. Make sure you're pulling that stomach in so that you can be efficient. Because walking is a great, great form of exercise. The best, so I've heard. But it's important that you are walking efficiently so that you can accomplish the goals that you set out. If you want to increase your fitness level, you have to challenge. You want to challenge yourself. You must challenge yourself so that your walking intensity increases. And part of doing that is to have the right form so that you're efficient, so that you're moving swiftly as you're walking. We've got 30 minutes to go. Our goal, forgot to mention that, 2 miles. We typically do aim for 2 miles. Now we're gonna go over the 2 miles. And if you've been walking with us, so will you. Or perhaps you've been walking with us. You're not quite there yet, but you're almost there. Or wherever your goals are, you're over that goal. I always preach consistency around here, and you hear it all the time. And it doesn't just apply to walking. It applies to everything we do. We're at 5.54, which means we're 54 seconds over our time. We're gonna go ahead right now, get into this workout, because we have 30 minutes and we're gonna make the most out of it. So today is going to be our HIIT walking workout. HIIT, high intensity interval training. And that's really where you're changing the intensity throughout the workout. So kind of tricking the body, or is that tricking the body or challenging the body? Yes, that's it. We're challenging the body. We're not just doing the same thing. We're going to challenge the body throughout the workout so that we're really burning the maximum amount of calories, building strength, and having fun. Let's not forget that. All right, so now we're gonna get right into it, and I'm gonna wait until I'm at the 7 minute mark. So this way I have a nice even number to start. And what we're gonna do, we're gonna change it up. We're gonna do 2 minutes of high intensity, 1 minute of rest. And we're gonna stop and jump right into that in one, let's go. All right, go ahead, pick it up for me. Pick it up for me. All right, let's go ahead, pick it up. Pick it up. We're gonna pick up this workout right now. All right, so this is going to be we're doing what we like to call fast and faster. So we're gonna start with a fast. We're gonna start with a fast, and the fast is gonna be a minute. Then we're gonna go 2 minutes for faster. I said it's 2 minutes. 2 minute fast, 1 minute fast. 2 minutes faster, 1 minute fast. Okay, so that's what we're gonna do. And right now we're in the fast, which is the 1 minute. Then we're gonna jump into the 2 minute of faster. Hope I didn't confuse everyone, because I'm a little confused. But that just goes to show you, I'm focused, committed, and I hope you are too. So here we go. We've got another 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, now it's faster. All right, for 2 minutes. 2 minutes, we're gonna go faster. So we're at 8 minutes, and we are gonna go until 10 minutes. And this is our faster. So I wanna hear you. I wanna know that you're moving. I can't hear you, but you can hear me. You know that I'm walking with you because you can hear me, but I can't hear you. But I want you to move fast. This is where we're going to really push it. We're gonna push our body here. We're gonna challenge ourselves. We're going to move. Now make sure as you're moving, heel strikes, toe follows. Heel strikes the ground, toe follows. Take those arms, have them at your waist. They're going forward and back. They're really pushing forward and back. Forward and back with the arms. We're doing this for 2 minutes. Come on, you can do it. 2 minutes we're doing this. Once we get through the 2 minutes, we're going to take it down to a fast pace. So here, we're at the faster pace for 2 minutes, and that once we get to our 1 minute, once we get to our, oh, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Wow, that's how this works. We really get into it. So, well, I really get into it, so I don't know what I'm saying. But just know that when we get to 10 minutes, we are going to get to the fast. We're gonna switch pace. We're switching pace at 10 minutes. All right, come on, you guys. You got this. We're going. We're doing this together. We are doing this together. Coach Michelle is committed. Yeah, you know that when I jump into third person, that means I'm really moving. It feels like we're all here walking together. We're all together. Come on, you can do it. Keep it going. Keep that pace. Don't slow it down. We get to slow that down in about another 2, 1. Okay. All right, now we're in our fast pace. We're gonna be in our fast pace for the next minute. So from 10 to 11. 10 minutes mark to the 11 minute mark. We're in our fast pace. So you can understand me a little better, I think. This is our fast pace. And then when we get to our 11 minute, we're jumping right into our faster pace. So from 11 to 13 minutes, that's gonna be our faster. Okay, yeah, that's nice and easy. See, I've learned to take the small things and figure out how to make them, give them to you, give them ownership to you, my amazing walking crew, so that you are focused and you're not confused. Okay, we're almost there. We're there to another 2 seconds. 1, all right, here we go, faster, here we go. It is faster. So we are now faster, and we're doing this until 13 minutes, okay? Before you know it, this 30 minutes workout is over. May I remind you that we are at 11 minutes, which means we are already a third of the way through. So take those arms, move them forward and back, move those arms forward and back as you are getting through this faster. Now I want you to go faster. Come on, you can do it. I need your arms going faster. Relax the shoulders. Make sure those shoulders are relaxed. Make sure that you have a nice straight back. We want the posture. We don't want you leaning over. And I know it's tempting to lean over, especially when you feel that burn. I feel it too. I know what you're feeling. I'm feeling it too. But we are going to go faster. Come on, you got it. Let's keep moving. We are moving through this together. We're doing this together. How do you feel? If you need a sip, go ahead and take a sip. Go ahead and take a sip. We are getting through this. And we are almost, we're 1 minute through. We're almost there. Remember, when we get to 13 minutes, we're going to change pace and go to fast. And we're going to do that for 1 minute. So we're going to do that from 13 minutes to 14 minutes. And then 14 minutes, we add another 2. Just like that, we're almost halfway through this workout. Come on, keep going. You got this. This is faster. Let's go. Let's keep going. Come on, you got this. Keep going. Make sure you are breathing. Make sure you're breathing. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, wow. Did you hear that little break in my voice? That means I'm going faster. I want you to have the same experience. Okay, we're at 13. So we're changing pace. And this is now our fast pace. Come on, keep going. We're not slowing down to the point where this is a slow walk. No, this entire workout is a high intensity workout. So never slow. This is just slower than our faster pace. So let's keep going. Make sure that you are staying at a pace that's going to keep that, get the heart rate up, allow you to burn calories, allow you to work on those muscles, work on engaging those muscles. We're gonna keep that up. Come on, you can do it. We got another few seconds to go. We get to 14. What are we doing? That's right. We are going to faster. Get to 14. We are going to faster. All right. Almost there. Almost there. We are there. Let's go. We're at faster now. Let's go. Come on. Wow. We've just reached a mile. So 1 mile down, we've got another mile to go. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it in 30 minutes. So let's go. Come on, this is faster. Let's go. Remember, if you can talk, you are not going fast enough. Now, if you can talk and you sound like me, where you're jumbling your words and you have that little breath in between, okay, now we're talking. But if you're able to have a comfortable conversation, I need you to pick it up, because this is faster. Faster means you can't talk. If you can sing, oh, I'm gonna really need you to pick it up, because faster will not support singing at all, under no circumstances. That just means that you have so much more to give, and I want you to give it, because I want this workout to count. I want you to get the most out of your time with me today. Come on, we're almost there. Almost there. We're gonna get to 16. We're gonna switch the pace. At 16, we're switching the pace too fast. And then we're gonna do that for a minute. And then we'll talk about that after we get to 16. Because I get very confused, as you know. I'm really focused right now. Really focused on this faster right now. Come on, we can do it. Let's go, let's go. I don't even know if we're at faster or fast. I'm gonna say we're at faster. All right, guys, let's keep this going. Let's keep this going, we're almost there. All right, now we're moving down to fast. Now we're at fast. I think I may have cheated there. I may have jumped from fast to faster. Did I? Hopefully I didn't. This is fast. Now we're at fast. We're at fast until 17. Then once we get to 17, we are going to kick it into faster. So fast until 17. Come on, you can do it. Fast until 17. Yeah, we can do this. We can do this. And we are more than halfway through. So we're here for 30 minutes. 30 minutes is what you're going to do. Remember, your goals are specific to you. You may have, maybe you're tracking your steps. Maybe you're tracking your mileage. Maybe you're just tracking your time. Whatever it is you're tracking, the 30 minutes, I want you to focus on your individual goals, because you are going to get there. Just keep going. We're at 17. All right, now we're at 17 and we need to go faster. Faster until 19. That's right, let's go. Come on. Get those arms. They should be going forward and back. Forward and back with the arms. Relax the shoulders. Just swing those arms. Make sure your heels striking, toe follows. Come on. I am drenched. I am drenched, you guys. I hope you are breaking a sweat too. Hope you are sweating. And if you need to dry that sweat, go ahead. Do it and jump right back in. If you need to take a sip, go right ahead, do that. Hydration is very, very important. It doesn't just happen on the day that you are working out. Hydration happens all the time. Hydration, you wanna always stay hydrated. All right, guys, yeah, here we go. Are we jumping into faster? We are. Oh wait, nope, we're doing 19. We have to wait until we get to 19, so keep going. Come on. See, I tell you, you know, when I start to get confused with those times, that I am really focused on you. I'm really focused on keeping that momentum up, getting you going. When you hear all of that, you know it's time. All right, guys, we're almost there. Almost ready to go faster. I feel like I've been going fast for the last 3 minutes. That just means that we're getting deep into those muscles. Does it feel that way for you? Does this one feel harder than the others? I don't know. I think it's because we are really moving. We are really moving. A few more seconds, then we get to faster. A few more seconds. All right, here we go. Now we're at fast. Now we're at fast. We were at faster. Fast. Whew. You know it's a great workout. You know it's a great workout when I have no idea what's going on. When we get to 20, we're jumping into faster. So right now we're at fast. So this is where we really gotta keep going. And I know it's burning right now because I can feel it. These last few ones are going to feel that 2 minute, it's gonna feel like four, but it's okay. We're almost at the end and your body's going to thank you. You're going to feel great about what you've just done. And you're still here, you're still with me. That means you are committed. You're being intentional about your health. And that is the motivation you need to stick in there. Come on, we're at 20, let's go. Come on, this is faster. So we're faster, 20 to 22. Come on, you could do it. 22, less than, we're gonna be less than, well, right now we're less than 10 minutes to go. Less than 10 minutes in this workout. Now this is faster. Come on, I know it's hard. I know right now it feels very difficult to get those feet going, those arms going, but I want you to keep going. You can do it. We're doing this together. I know how you feel. I know how you feel. And if it's really tough and you're in pain, stop. Pain isn't good. But if you feel that you need to pull it back just a little for a couple of seconds and jump back in, go right ahead, do that. If you need to do that, just don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop, because it's easier to go from 2 to 3 than from 0 to 3. So go ahead, keep going in the faster. Let's go, we can do this, you can do this. You are doing it, and we are 21:03, so we have less than a minute in our faster, less than a minute. We get to 22, guys, and we go to fast, okay? So that'll be a little bit of a reprieve, but we're almost through this workout. We're almost through this 30-minute workout, so we're going to really make these last few intervals, let's make the last few count. Come on, we're almost there. We're at 21:42. Come on, we're almost there. We are getting to 22, and then we get to go fast, okay? I know it's burning. I feel it. If you need a sip, go for it. All right, so we are at 22. So now we are at fast. Do you notice? I am not messing up on that fast anymore. I know when to jump into that fast. Okay. We're at 22, so from 22 to 23, this is fast, okay? 22, 23, fast. We get to 23, we're gonna go faster. We get to 23, we're going faster from 23 to 25. All right, guys, come on. We're still going. We're not getting slow. We're just doing a fast pace right now, so I still need that intensity. I need that intensity going, okay? This is what you came for, and this is what I'm giving you. I'm giving you what you want. How does it feel? How does it feel to know that you are accomplishing your goals today? You are getting, you chose this podcast because it was high intensity. Now we're at 23. Come on, let's pick it up. 23 to 25. 23 to 25, we're going. Oh yeah, we are going. On this one, come on, we're going. I know it's hurting now. I know it's tough right now. I know it's really tough, but it's almost over. We probably have two more left, two more. So I need you to really pick it up. I want you to get the most out of this workout. I want you to get the very, very best workout you can, because you're here to get a workout. So come on, let's kick it in for this last. Remember that term we use in track and field, where we kick it in? That means we're getting every last bit of energy. We're getting all the energy we have. We're not reserving anything. We're not holding anything back. We're taking all we've got and we're putting it into this workout. We don't have a lot of time left, so we want to make the most out of it. We're almost at 25. Almost at 25. When we get to 25, we're going to go fast from 25 to 26. Okay, come on. You got this. We're almost there. Let's use those arms and really push them through. Part of the podcast with me talking will also serve as a way for you to focus on something else. Sometimes it helps, especially if you're new to something. It helps to have a distraction, per se, something to else to focus on so that you don't realize what's happening. And I would say that for people who are new or people who may not enjoy the idea of exercise, per se. Okay. And if that's you, let me know. Please, I'm open to comments. Always share feedback. Let me know, are you enjoying this workout? Or is there more that we can do? Ooh, it's getting tough to talk. All right, guys, so we're at 25. We're going to fast. Fast from 25 to 26. All right, we got this. 25 to 26, we're going fast. At 26, you know, we've been doing this for this entire workout. So you know what happens at 26. And I would imagine we're approaching, I haven't given you a mileage check, and that's because I want to focus on the time. Because I know you're going to get to your goals. Whatever your mileage goals are, you are following our time. Hit it, training, you're going to get there. So I've really been doing mileage, except for when I got to the 1 mile I told you. And I didn't say this, but if you were pacing with me, if you're going a little slower, then I know your mileage would have been, if you're going a little faster, then it will be. But if you're pacing with me, then that was it. Now we're getting to 26. Now we're at 26. The next 2 minutes, come on, and this is gonna be our last one. So I really want you to give it all you've got. Well, actually we have two more to go. This is gonna be almost the last one. Two more to go, come on. We can do this, come on. I need you to dig deep. Challenge yourself. That's where the growth comes. That's where you see your progress. Whether it's progress in your fitness, progress in your weight, progress in your mood, progress in your sleep. This is where you see the progress. Or it could even be progress in how you look. Come on, we've got to do this. We've got to do this together. I'm here with you. Know that it's burning for me. And I walk, I run, I walk, but it's burning. So it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you feeling tired right now or feeling like your muscles are fatigued. Nothing wrong with that. Keep going, because I'm right there with you. I am so there with you. Come on, we're gonna stick with this together. Come on, I know it's getting harder. I know this, but remember, your body's also warmed up, so it's able to go even faster. It's just, we've gotta convince our mind of that. Come on, you can do it. All right, we're at 27, get to 28. Come on, you're right, this is our last one, guys, because if my math serves correct, we're not gonna get to do another full 2 minutes, right? I tell you, that's when you know that I'm really into it, because math goes out the window, speaking goes out the window, it all goes out the window. So thank you for sticking with me. Okay, we're at 28. 28, we get to go fast. 28, we get to go fast. And I tell you what, because I love you so much and I want you to get the most out of this workout, we're gonna do 28. We're at 28, 28 minutes. And for those who like me are just all over the place, 28 minutes, that means we have less than 2 minutes to go, because we're at 28 right now, 28:33. So less than 2 minutes, 28 to 29, that is our fast. So what we're going to do, because I love you so much, is at 29, we're going to do one last faster. It won't be a full 2 minutes, unless you want to, but it'll be one last faster. We'll keep it to one last faster. So this way, we're keeping this workout to 30 minutes. Because I know that's what you came here for. And I want to give you a complete walking workout that's high intensity in 30 minutes. So come on. We're there. We're there, guys. Let's go. Last one. Very last one, because we're at 29 minutes. We have 29 minutes and 20 seconds. So less than 30 minutes to go. But I want you to go really hard. Let's give it all we've got. You can do it. Come on. I am here for you. I am burning with you, but we're burning and we're going to move through because it's less than a minute to go. I apologize. I think there's a bit of a wind right now. Hope it will not disrupt our sound because this is the best part. This is the part where all of that work we've just done is almost over, but we are feeling great. So great that we're doing one last go at it and we're at the end. Almost at the end. All right, we're at the end, just like that. Woohoo! We've accomplished our goal, a 30-minute high intensity interval training, walking, workout. Oh, that was good. How do you feel? Hope you're feeling great. Come on, we're gonna stop and we're going to start that cool down. Now, we're really gonna have to cool down, because we gave a lot in that workout. So I want you to go ahead and just take the next 5 minutes and cool down. Now you get to slow. Now we're talking slow. We're bringing that pace all the way down. Our heart rate was up. We're going to take it down. Take your heart rate all the way down and go ahead. This is the part where you get to look. If you're outside, you get to look at nature. You get to clear your mind. You get to breathe and relax into your walk. But I want you to keep walking. I want you to keep bringing that heart rate down. We brought it up. We warmed up. We worked it out. Today was really, wasn't this a good one? Come on, I need someone to comment. I need many people to comment because I feel great. And I think that was a great one. If you're on the treadmill, this is where you can either do that manual setting or just allow the cool down setting to happen so that you can cool your body down. You should feel so good. Congratulations. Virtual high five all around. You should feel accomplished because you just completed a 30-minute walking workout. And that wasn't just any workout. That was high intensity, and it really was. I hope you found value in that workout. I hope you enjoyed it, too. I enjoyed walking with you. I always do, but I'm biased. I love walking, and I love you. So for me, it's a win-win. I love to see more and more people walking. I love when you tell me that you are enjoying the podcast because it's getting you to walk and it's getting you to feel better about exercising and really getting faster and walking and taking the time to really make walking a part of your life and taking care of yourself. That is important, and I love to hear when I get all of those feedback. So thank you so much. Of course, I want you to continue to cool down, then give yourself a really good stretch. Stretch for, I'd say, at least 10 minutes, especially a workout like today. Give yourself 10 minutes, even 15 minutes if you have the time. And if you don't have all 10 minutes or all 15 minutes, it's okay later on. Maybe you're sitting watching television, you can go ahead, go into a stretch. Stretching is such an important part of working out. We always forget about it. We put so much effort into the workout and we forget that our muscles really need to stretch our bodies. We need to cool our bodies down, and we also need to stretch our muscles down, so stretch our muscles out so they're flexible, so that when we are working out, we're able to efficiently work out. Tight muscles can cause us to not have that complete rotation, or it can make the workout not as efficient or effective as we want it to be. So we do want to stretch, really focus on stretching, stretch after your workout, and take some time and stretch even later in the day, in the morning, after you wake up, or even in a day where you're not working out. Go ahead, get some time to stretch, and always finish off with a great meal, colorful plate. That's probably the easiest way to make sure that you're putting the good stuff into your body, to have a colorful plate. And when I say a colorful plate, I'm referring to nice, vibrant colors of vegetables, your fruits, your whole grains, which are going to have that brown color, your legumes. Really make sure that you add those legumes to your meals. That's a great way to fill you up. And when we say legumes, we're talking about beans, and it could be kidney beans, it could be lentil beans, whatever your preference is. It's a great way to add that to your plate. If you're someone that's always hungry and you find it difficult to get filled up, legumes, they're high in fiber, they're a great, great source of protein, and that's a good way to get in, to fill you up. So go ahead, colorful plate, and don't forget the healthy fats. Your avocado, great to replace your butter with avocado, great health benefits, and it is a fat, it's a healthy fat, great for your skin. So please go ahead, take care of yourself, put good stuff in, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Hope you enjoyed this workout today. I enjoyed working with you. Now that you have cooled down, go ahead and stretch. Hold that stretch 20 to 30 seconds so that you're really stretching deep into that muscle. Thank you again for stopping by, listening to the podcast, supporting the podcast, but most importantly, walking. And I want you to keep walking.